Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, nigga?
What are y'all niggas got a fucking problem
with me? I hear y'all fuck niggas talking that
nigga,
shit.
I ain't never
bitch playing with me all kind of motherfucking
way. I've been out that shit on everything.
Like y'all fuck niggas
do
can't
the
be touched.
And tell my people free my
cut
around
here,
yo,
nigga. They done cut the check.
You
already know how I rock it, nigga.
Time's
never hard to find.
Last time that I checked, I'm the man on these streets. They call me Hollywood, just to kill a nigga beat. Glock 4-5 in the pocket full of crack. What the fuck you mean, nigga? Yeah, I do it for the trap. Nigga play with me and I'ma knock his brakes loose. Another pack gone, shout out to my nigga Juice. I don't gotta lie, niggas know me, I'm the truth. Got 100 niggas with me, everybody gon' shoot. Yellow Lamborghini, yellow diamonds, yellow models. Cut my last bitch off, cause she don't wanna swallow. I'm ballin' on these niggas, you would think I hit the lotto. Yellin' at the waiter, talkin' bout bring another bottle. Yeah, it's going down, you know where I stay. Downtown, run me street, bitch, I'm from the Bay. Yeah, I'm riding dirty, hunt around in the K neighborhood. Dope boy, yeah, my name, whole weight. Goons on deck, yeah, I'm fucking with some killers. 17-5, that's the numbers for the dealer. You would think I got a problem by the way I blow the striller. With a house full of holes and a mouth full of jiggers. Yeah, these niggas loving it. More money than the government. It's get you on the radio, nigga. We on some other shit.
What's up? This is your girl, Miss Geechee One, live right here on another awesome Wednesday night. We have Miss Dominique Victoria coming on here tonight, as well as my guest co-host calling in, hopefully soon. We got some new music. There's a lot going on in the city. I got some new music as well on the board. So shout out to those new people who have been sitting in their music. You want to get your music played, all you got to do is email us your MP3 to geechee1news@gmail.com. Shoot, I got a whole lot going on, but I'm...
Going down Saturday, March the 25th, all roads lead to the Bowman Dragway. Located on 384 Berrywood Road in Orangeburg, South Cat. March Mayhem Part 4, featuring Junior Dragsters, the 28-29 Small Block Race, CSRA Motorcycle Race, Grudge Racing, Import Shootout, True Street Car Shootout, Camelas and Diesel Struck Shootout. Bosses and vendors all welcome. And it's all going down Saturday, March the 25th, March Mayhem 4 at the Bowman Dragway. For more information, see us on Facebook and Instagram at Bowman Dragway.
DOE 843 all the way. It's the Don, lil daddy. I thought you knew.
7:30 in the mornings when I end my day. 8:30, send a text to say I'm on the way. 30 minutes, give me time, cause I'm off the way. Gotta take a trip down to the faucet. He hate when I dress down, it's my cosplay. He gon' put that shit down, cause I lost weight. I done feed a 4 pounds in the office. The jack is working, he ain't worried about it. Figures running through his mind, he tryna touch a mill. Always messing up the blinds and the window bill. Hella touchy by the cells, cause they really squeal. But if it's really real, between us, it's really real. Try to get an education as a business major. New commitment with a baby, ain't no new escapers. Sally Mae don't give a damn about your situation. He came back full time as a paper chaser. Now he could be from Berkeley Commons off a bowl of blood. But he don't gotta be hood just to know the plug. Keep the noise level down, 12 is run amok. They all skimming off the numbers, better know your stuff. And I'ma keep a standby so you know what's up. He don't gotta be hood just to know the plug. Baby mama on the phone say it's not enough. The rules ride like the wind when you in the chuck. Straight up.
He wanna live like Liberace, he from Maserati. That ass a hood, he don't never fold like origami. He been looking for a wife, he likes to call me mommy. And I just wanna round flight up to Abu Dhabi. I always stay overnight, cause he likes to watch me. He hates when I say bye, he can't ever stop me. I'll never quit him, that ambition is real. Got some groupies on his page, tell them bitches to chill. I just tell him that I love him, make him think it's for real. Let me hold your G-string if I'm splitting the bill. You licking the pill, don't the finger licking that bill. If you thinking for a second, I'm just here for the thrill. And I'ma turn his phone off if my boss say lover wanna come through. Cause he thinks I'll play him like a sucker if it was you. And all of your options wasn't weighing out. Would you be a man or just play it out?
Now he could be from Berkeley Commons or from Boulder Bluff. But he don't gotta be hood just to know the plug. Keep the noise level down, 12 is run amok.
pray to God, protect me through my daily trials. He did. He's trying to do me, protect mine.
I left the game, now I got kids. Ain't gonna lie about what I did. Some of y'all still brag about it. I did it, cause I had to eat. Obligations I had to meet. No job, couple felonies. Business degree kinda helped me learn to stand on my own feet. I'm a man, so I handle mine. A cool 30, get your hair time. Real life for these punchlines. Y'all feel yourself, female trait. Lying on records, that's so fake. I don't get tired. Kevin Gates, I grind hard like bad breaks. Pay my lawyer, call the cook a break. Mercy on my soul, trying to be great. I'ma kill the gang, get first aid. Some of mathematics learn to get paid. Crib looking like the buffet. Introduce them to that mid grade. 15 for a quarter play. Back then, now versus Jay. I got it in, talking all day. Child under 25, they can't smile. All the killings I can't deal. We from Rocky Mountain, you know how I feel. Used to shoot the one, but the game changed. Doing shit just to make a name. All you doing, bring a mama pain. Understand, this ain't how it goes. Time for change, reap what you sow. Smoke a weed to balance out the lows. Couple friends turned into foes. Shoot out through them court doors. Family can't eat a piece. Bullets flying, Duke on the east. Every week we're hearing the pastor preach. Hell no, we can't cheat death. I wanna see my little girl make it. All the violence, I can't take it. Devil on the city, we gotta shake it. Another reason I stay prayed up. True story, nothing made up. We gotta come together, Black Lives Matter. Every day we dying faster. I ran the trap with my eyes open. Stack paper, water, what I'm holding. Talking chicken, hell yeah, I'm roasting. Everybody working, y'all niggas loafing. Talking about what you gonna do. Jumped in the game, started with two. Nickel Rock, had on 55. You talk a lot, and it's all lies. No damn way, you don't touch ties. Wholesale work, need no eye. The game demand me, I will supply. I'm so fly, like my last name. Y'all seen the four, talking cocaine. Underground king, like Sweet James. Came up through a lot of pain. I'm a hot boy, no Lil Wayne. Third nigga through that screen door. Approach slow with that 44. Never knowing these niggas plotting. They Batman, I'm a strong Robin. From a verse, hell yeah, I'm charging. Do it for free, y'all feel broke. The game fucked up on the antidote. I fuck the bitch, you want another dose.
You got it, what it's gonna be. my money. Takashi backing it up. Girl, you're cutting, girl, you're cutting, girl, you're cutting now. You know I got it if you want it, baby, tell me what's up. I like my bitches like my money. Stacked up. Takashi backing it up. Girl, you're cutting, girl, you're cutting, girl, you're cutting now. You know I got it if you want it, baby, tell me what's up.
You know I got it if you want it, baby, tell me what's up. It's low D's, bust a shake it like a dog in a chuck. She off the chain, doing the thing. Everybody trying to know her name. Got soccer spinning it last. The chains when she drop, make it bounce from the left cheek to right cheek, looking back like she like me. Geek that I might be, roll like I'm take a scroll. What the superstar? You with that pole? I'ma work that hole. I'ma get your all, don't understand. I'ma be the good, but I can't be your man. On that liquor, I be going ham. Gotta stand damn, gotta fat, screaming when I jab. She like it fast, I be going hard for them stacks. Bitch, I need she getting that.
I like my bitches like my money. Girl, you're cutting now. You know I got it if you want it, baby, tell me what's up. I like my bitches like my money.
Show niggas something, I might throw a couple hundred some. Oh yeah, I got it, if you want it, come and get you some. I see how you're tapping all the last, girl, I just tryna straight up, no strings attached. Let me beat you from the back, face down. Girl, you know what's up, I ain't even gon' lie to where you fuck me. Got a nigga stop, they smoking on that fruity, popping pills, and got me going up.
I like my bitches like my money. Look how she backing it up. Girl, you're cutting, girl, you're cutting, girl, you're cutting now. You know I got it if you want it, baby, tell me what's up. I like my bitches like my money. Look how she backing it up. Girl, you're cutting, girl, you're cutting, girl, you're cutting now. You know I got it if you want it, baby, tell me what's up.
All right, we tuned in, get you on radio. Got some new
Yeah! Going down Saturday, March the 25th, all roads lead to the Bowman Dragway. Located on 384 Berrywood Road in Orangeburg, South Cat. March Mayhem Part 4, featuring Junior Dragsters, the 2829 Small Block Race, CSRA Motorcycle Race, Grudge Racing, Import Shootout, True Street Car Shootout, Gamblers and Diesel Struck Shootout. Bouncers and vendors all welcome. And it's all going down Saturday, March the 25th, March Mayhem 4 at the Bowman Dragway. For more information, see us on Facebook and Instagram at Bowman Dragway.
All right, you tune in, get you on radio, it's your girl, let's get you one. And I do have one of my co-hosts online. What's up, Mugga?
What's that name? Turn up.
Ah, shoot, I see you. You talking about some serious stuff on your page. What's going on?
Shit, you know what I'm saying? Just keeping it real, you know what I'm saying? Gotta keep it real.
Have you taken any photos with any of your transgender fans lately?
Oh, you know, I haven't taken a picture with none of them yet, but I mean, if they fans, shit, you know what I'm saying? Why not? You know what I'm saying?
Because, you know, everybody, I don't know if you know the talk of the Chuck today. All up and down the timeline was, you know, actually, before everybody started talking about it, if y'all don't know, I mean, I know Mugga Man supposed to be the plug, right? But y'all know I be having all the little sex videos. I'm just saying that. I be having all that shit. I don't know if y'all know that. I be having that shit first. The sex videos. I be having a lot of fucking school.
I'm going to tell you like this. To be real, what that shit is. It ain't really the picture, it's just the position of the picture, you know what I'm saying? I don't think dog know that shit, you know what I'm saying? But just you
no,
see
no.
The other
he
picture they
know.
Had,
he
that
know.
Shit.
He do know, because
he
responded.
He know now, but not at the time of the picture, you know what I'm saying? So, shit, you never know, you know what I'm saying? If he would have turned down a picture, it would have been a problem with that, so. You know what I'm saying? You can't win or lose on this motherfucker. But that's just what I think it really is. It's just the the arm around the shoulder, you know what I'm saying? That right there. But then if he knew, then that should be what it is, you know what I'm saying? But not knowing is different, you know what I'm saying?
Now my thing is, I mean, before I even got to meet Miss China, I've actually heard about her, you know what I'm saying? And them boys in China got that body, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people really want to fuck with China because I guess she got that sex appeal that a lot of the females in the Chuck don't have. So a lot of the rappers, per se, you know, popular rappers, you know, want to get at China. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? I guess she got the hips, she got booty.
You say popular rappers, like, how you mean popular rappers?
Like, popular rappers, we trying to get at
like
China.
Local rappers
in the club.
Or, like, big rappers?
Well, yeah, local rappers, because I can't talk about big rappers. I don't know about big rappers. But the local
So do
rappers,
you have any names we trying to get at them? Do you want to inbox it and I share it with the people?
Shout out, because you already said it. Now you should have just inboxed me and be like, yo, let's talk about this. But anyway, my thing is, I mean, you know,
reporting
I don't need a club
from the internet, we have a question. No, fucking.
But anyway, like I said, I've done open mics. I've been in a local. I mean, I'm not a club hopper, but you know, I do hear what goes on in the club. And from what I got is trying to be rocking up with a lot of the local artists, popular local artists, you know, because she has a nice booty and a nice frame, and you know what I'm saying? So she is a pretty popular person. She's real popular, actually. So, you know, I mean, you be out there, you don't see China rocking out?
In the club?
Yeah.
I ain't been to a club lately that I saw China. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I've been or her, or him, her. He from my neighborhood.
Word. All right, we do got some new callers that's tuned in. Y'all tuned in to Geechee One Radio. It's your girl, Miss Geechee One, as well as Mr. Mugger Man. We do have a live interview with Miss Dominique Victoria. If you're on the line, you have to press 1 because there's like a whole bunch of people listening, so I don't know if it's you or not. But if it's you, press 1. This might be her right here. Let's put her on the line. That's 4. 8536, you're on the air. Who's this?
Turn
last
out, turn four, out. 8536.
You got to talk into the phone. Don't be scared. Last 4. 8536. You're on the line. Who's this?
8536. Turn up.
No. I guess they hung up. All right. But again, you got a whole bunch going on. You got Trump. I forgot what day we're on now, but you know, Trump has a whole bunch of stuff going on. If y'all didn't know, I'm trying to take this cruise to the Dominican Republic, but you know, we might not be able to get back. Hold on, I'm gonna try this again. What's up? You're on the air.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We good. Is this Miss Dominique Victoria?
Yes, this is me.
All right. For those out there who don't know, do you say the whole name, or do you say Dominique, or do you say Victoria, or do you have to say Dominique Victoria?
I guess it don't matter. You could call me Dominique, but, you know, performing and things like that, I use Dominique Victoria.
Word, word, word. And for those out there who don't know Miss Dominique Victoria, she is a female hip-hop rapper. Plus, she's also a battle rapper. So I've heard about you battle rapping before your music. You feel me? So, like, I know more about the battle rap than I know about, you know, your own mixtapes or whatever. But, you know, that's why we have you live right here on Geechee One Radio. For those who don't know, because I know you just won an award. You won Best Female Hip Hop Artist down at the Low Country Awards this last weekend. So for those out there who tuned in, who haven't heard about you, tell everybody a little about yourself.
Well, I started off battle rapping. I did two battles in Westboro, Pyrex Battle League, and I then branched out and I went to Legendary Rap League in Charleston, where I battled Gita Cayenne. I don't know if y'all familiar with her, but
yeah,
I battled Gita. I'm sorry, but yeah, I battled her and I was trying to break out of that, so I started recording and doing my own little thing, and I just came out with a mixtape back in December, and it was Crown Victoria.
Word. So why did you call it Crown Victoria?
Because I guess from the battle rapping, you know, every female want to be the queen, and I felt like I've been bouncing around enough, I've been kind of worthy of it. Which that's probably debatable to everybody else, but we always have to have confidence in ourselves, right?
Word. So how long have you been doing the music? How long have you been doing the music thing?
I first started off as poetry. I haven't been recording that long, probably like a year maybe. But I'd rather stay in this lane other than, you know, battling.
Word. But my thing is, like, you did get a big buzz off doing the battle rap. So
I think
it's pretty hard to see, you know, because, like, everybody was like, okay, they started these leagues. And no, I mean, I never had a league. But I used to do open mics. You know, Kichi1 used to do open mics. And we had battle rap. You know, not battle. I don't know. I mean, we had them battling each other. I don't know if you want to call it battle rap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, I know I had Miss Rhonda versus Duchess out of, I forgot where she came from, and I know, I mean,
okay.
I was one of the people, which, you know, even though I don't get no recognition, I was one of the people who actually started doing a little bit of stuff. I'm just saying, because you know how people do stuff, and then they'd be like, well, are we the first? No, some of us been around for years doing some stuff, but that's not my brand. My brand is not battle. My brand is, you know, if you got, you know, exposure, or you got lyrics, you got music, or you whatever you do, we want to promote you, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm like, let me reach out to you.
I really, really appreciate it. I don't know. I guess I chose, you know, just to do my own thing because, you know, with battle rap, it just comes with so much, I don't know, so much drama. Like, and I'm kind of, like, I've really been with music. Like, I just really got an ear for it. So I guess just whatever fits me the most, that's just what I chose to. I mean, everybody liked the battle rap side, but I feel like I have a story too that needs to be told. So,
right, so
I guess I'll be back
and forth. Just rap?
No, I just rap. But like I said, I came from poetry, so you know.
Word. And then my thing is too, like, you got, you know, a little sex appeal to you because, you know, and I'm not knocking nobody else. You know, some girls, they've got that rough look, and you know, they want, you know, and it's like, you know, I mean, sex does sell. You know what I'm saying? People want to book a beautiful woman to be on a flyer, to you know, that somebody can, you know, draw attention to themselves. So, you know,
right.
Not against nobody else, because, you know, you got everybody to do their own little thing. So my thing is, are you sexy for real, or are you sexy for being a rap artist?
I guess I'm sexy for real. As far as, I mean, I'm a girly girl, so those things are, you know, those things are gonna come. And I think sometimes as females, we try to, you know, outdo the males. Like, we try to outdo the men and forget our feminine side. I feel like that's what most female rappers do. They just try to, you know, rah rah rah, go in. And sometimes you gotta soften it up a little bit, make it sexy, grab the niggas' attention like that. Sometimes that's all you got to do.
So do you feel as a female it's harder for people to take you seriously? Like, against, you know, going against these niggas out here. So it's like, because, you know, there's 1,000, actually there's a whole bunch of females too. I'm not, you know, not knocking nobody either, but there's more men in the hip-hop industry. So as a female, especially, like I said, you know, you got a little sexy appeal to you. So do you have more people just play you off or try to sleep with you or you know, or try not to take you seriously, you know.
It's hard both ways, and then just from what you were saying before with the sex appeal, you know, it's like the female is not going to like you, so that's that. And then the male is just like, I already turned down like a couple of, you know, opportunities just from the way that they were coming. And I know sometimes, you know, you got to play that role, but at the same time, like, that's not the ladder that I want to travel. I don't want to focus on that. I'd rather you really listen to what I got to say. That should be enough. But it is definitely harder.
So, I mean, you talk about females that hate. Do you have, like, an example or something that actually happened to you that you could, you know, that you could be like, well, dang, I walked in the club, everybody looked at me, all the females, they stared me down. I mean,
yeah. I mean, yeah, it's just like, I don't know, I've basically kind of been getting that, you know, kind of all my life because I guess I was kind of different. So, you know, I didn't really, even though I was a girly girl, I didn't care to be around all the girls. And I guess that, you know, I stayed to myself, but I guess most people took that as, you know, I guess she thinks she's doing something now or she better, you know. It's always going to be that hate from somewhere, but I try to play it cool with everybody.
Have you ever been compared to any other rappers?
Not really. I'm kind of ruthless with my battle rapping, though. They say I'm like, dang, I can't even remember his name now. But it's Loaded Lux, I want to say. But, yeah, they kind of compare me to him as far as when I'm battle rapping, because I guess I say the first thing that kind of come to my head, or I really do state the obvious. I don't hold back anything.
Wow. So when you write your music, do you only base it on things in your life, or do you pull situations from other people around you?
I pull situations from my life, sometimes the people around me, or just things that I see, you know, on a daily basis, and the way that I'm living now, the way that I was brought up, and, you know, that kind of stuff really motivates me, and where I want to go, obviously. So, you know, I got a variety of different songs.
Now, I don't have any of your music because I guess I never got the email. So,
I
want to say.
I really don't know why.
And I want to say this again because I know I said it before. Like, the songs that you are pushing, are they, I mean, and that goes back into who you just, you know, who are you, like a Trina? Are you, like, let me suck your dick, or, like, what are you talking about?
Well, the song that I'm pushing right now is a club banger called Zoned Out. So it's like I got one of my homegirls, Shawan Lambert, she's singing on the hook, and it's just basically a feel good song. It's like I really don't know like who I could compare it to, but it should be posted on my YouTube page a little bit later. I'm going to have to send you a couple of links, post them on my pages.
Do you have a video?
I don't have a video yet. I actually just did one, but I'm still waiting for it to be edited. So,
who shot your video?
K-Young. Yes, it's the guy in Westboro.
Gotta check it out. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what makes somebody want to crown Victoria?
I feel like my thinking pattern is a little bit different. I feel like I put words together a little bit different than, you know, other people that I've heard. I feel like I deserve it. I feel like, you know, I don't know. I can bring both. I can bring sexy. I can bring raw. I can bring real. I can bring everything to the table. I'm not like a robot or anything. Like, you know, basically I'm going to go off whatever you tell me to do. So it's, I don't know, I just feel like that's worthy of a crown. And I'm actually the drum of my own beat. I'm not a follower. So maybe that's what sets me apart from everybody else, too.
Well, Muggy Man, do you have a question for Miss Dominique Victoria?
I mean, shit, you done asked all the questions shit I don't want to ask, but I remember her doing when she had battle on Jeter at Crucial that time.
Oh, yeah. You were there, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Them boy been going at it, man. Them boy, I don't know.
Yeah, that was chaos, though. It, I don't know. That was a real bad battle, though.
Them boys got stupid by the damn racers and shit.
What you say?
They thought Gina was a racist, or they thought she was a racist? Because, I mean, I know I've seen some of them, but I'm not sure which one's off the top of my head. But I do know I'm thinking her and Rissa was going at it, Gina and Rissa, and she brought up the Manual 9, and everybody got mad at her.
Yeah, I don't think Gina racist. It's just, you know, sometimes you got to pull.
Yeah. Gina's been too black anyway, man.
Well, she just
really
be having them down,
she just
them crazy ass balls and shit, man. But she, I don't think she. I know she ain't no racist and shit.
No, it's just, you know, you got to dig. Once you find something, you got to bring it up. I ain't holding back. She ain't hold back on me.
When you first started doing the music, what made you, like, I know you said you started out doing a poetry, so what made you want to do that? Like, was you in, like, kindergarten, first grade, you know, just writing poems, and, like, what made you inspired to do that?
Yeah. Like I said, I pretty much was a loner growing up, so I had a lot of time to myself. I just loved to write.
Hold on, why were you a loner?
I just was. I don't know. That's just kind of how I am. Like, if I meet you at first, a lot of times I'm not going to just, you know, sometimes I just like to observe everything. And not only that, like, I'm the baby child, so I got, like, older brothers and sisters, but, you know, it wasn't like that. But I don't know. I kind of rather stay to myself. So I just started writing or whatever, doing poetry. Years later, nobody really knew. And then years later, I linked with my homeboy, went to his studio, and he heard one of my poetries, and he told me to come up or whatever and try something on the mic. I tried it. I liked how I sounded. It was amazing to me, because a lot of times I just write, so when I hear it back, it's like, dang, I really came up with that. Dang, I really did that, and that's all it took.
Wow. Is there, like, any type of major phrase that you use in your lyric?
No, not really. Just a little crown me bitch at the beginning of everything.
What, you say crown me a bitch? What you say?
No, I say crown me bitch. When the song cut on, I usually do that.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's nothing big. Word.
Any callers on the line? Got a question? You can press 1 to talk to Miss Dominique Victoria. I do see somebody, he don't got his hand up, but I'm gonna put him on the line. He could be like, why the hell she always do this shit? But I'm gonna do it. Black Boy.
What's up, everybody? What's up?
What's up?
What's going on, Meal Grinder of the Year?
You know that, you know, that's the loop.
All right, Mr. Black Boy, have you met Miss Dominique Victoria?
No, I haven't.
Well,
but I see that battle y'all been talking about, though.
Oh, how you feel about that? Give it to me straight.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie, nah. I feel like that thing went back and forth, but I feel like she won, because I know Cheetah, you feel me? Like, I know Cheetah, too. she was kind of, Gita was kind of getting flustered with her shit, so that I kind of threw her off. Like, if you don't know her, then you wouldn't look at that, you wouldn't catch him. But I feel like, oh, girl, I get Gita the best. I mean, they've been going back and forth now, but I think, oh, girl, I get her. Certain shit you ain't supposed to touch, and that manual, nah, shit, that shit was like a little bit too much for me.
So she did the manual 9 with you, or she did that with? I thought she did that with Rissa.
No, she did that before, but I brought it back in my battle.
Ah, okay. Because that's what I was like, I know I seen something. Okay. Because I know I seen it, they had you in the, like the little preview too, little promo preview. You know. That's when I first seen the name. I was like, okay. Dominique. Anyway, Blackboy, did you have a question, comment, or feedback from Ms. Dominique?
Oh, I actually just been calling in, so I kind of I know what all areas y'all been talking about, you know. But I write poetry, doing shit like that. So how long you been doing that? Like, you don't give up on that? Could you do the music, or you still write poetry?
No, I still write poetry. I've probably been doing that for like about 15 years, probably.
That's
I always
sure.
did that.
And you represent Walkerville, so you went the one. Go ahead.
Do y'all have any poetry things going on in the area? I heard about your poetry.
Yeah. They do like a they do a I don't know what day they doing on, but the club got a Facebook page that they do like a poetry night at this club called 787 on Dorchester Road.
Oh,
they do them like I think like twice a month or maybe every week, I think. But you can find the club on Facebook, the 787. But they do like a poetry night out there.
Okay, I appreciate it.
And they have a poetry night. What is it? They got a poetry night. Is it every last Friday at Chillin' Grill with Carlos Johnson?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know what day he is, though.
And I
got to
catch
one of
those.
They got the 10 Days of Women coming up in March with Kimberly Bowman. You might want to hit her up to see if you can be, because I know they're doing some type of poetry thing on the Saturday.
Okay.
Whatever. You know, look at the date. You know, they're probably still looking for people to be part of that or whatever. But there's a lot of stuff going on that you could actually be involved in. But as of right now, you know what I'm saying, you're holding that title of Low Country Best Female Hip-Hop Artist. So, I mean, what else are you about to bring to the table?
I'm just going to keep moving forward with the music, and I'm going to start trying to do more shows. I actually have a show Friday night at Club Pluto, and I'm going to be performing at Breron Cusack's Appreciation Bash, and I think that's at Brass Elephant, and that's on March 11th. So I hope y'all can come out there.
So you got a mixtape. You got any, I mean, I know you're pushing that. Do you plan on just continuing to push that, or you got some new music? Or cause I know some people, you know, they do a song and they just keep it going, or some people, they continuously drop music. So, I mean, I don't mean to cut you, but that's what I'm about to ask, because I know you said you dropped your mixtape. I don't have your mixtape. I would like to have a copy. I would like to check it out. I do support female hip-hop artists, and I might support it more than I do the males. The only reason why, because I feel a lot of the females go harder than the dudes. You feel me? Like it's, that's just my opinion, you know. And it's
a lot of times they do, though.
You know, we need to support our. You know, I did a female mixtape. I think we had like 24 females in the mixtape, and that mixtape go harder than almost any mixtape that we have. And you know, we got singers on there, we got rappers on there, and it's like I can. You know, you get a mixtape and you only like two songs out of 18 or something. But like, I like to like half the music on the mixtape. Like, I could, it's old. It's like 6 years old, but I can still jam that mixtape right now.
Yeah,
so,
that's kind of how my tape was, because I'm trying to like bridge the gap from battle rap to, you know, me as just an artist. So it's like my mixtape Crown Victoria was basically a half and half. I got a Ooh freestyle and like a Spin It freestyle, and I got the old Lil Kim Get Money freestyle, and then I got a couple of songs like Zoned Out. I got a song called Clockwork, and those are going to be released soon. They're already released. I got a couple of I got to get more CDs. I just ran out, but I'm putting on another mixtape now called Murder She Wrote. I haven't set a release date for that yet, but I'm still trying to record and get everything together.
Word. Now, my next question to you, as a female hip hop artist, not even to compare it to an artist, but another female hip hop artist, but who do you think is the hottest female entertainer as of today? I mean, dead or alive?
Nicki.
I can ask you a question.
Yeah.
I just want to know why you feel that way. Like, why you feel like hands down she one of the best.
I feel like hands down she's one of the best because I don't think another female actually did accomplish the things that she accomplished. Like, it was more like she literally can go get on a song with some of the dudes and will kill it. Like, not only that, she branched out. She got more than just, you know, the hood. She got the hood. She got the white people. She got, you know, other people. Like, she got everything going on. Like, she well-rounded. And I know she got money because of that. Like, she dipping and dabbing and any other thing. I mean, I really like Lil' Kim, but at the same time, it's like she kind of died down. And then it's like,
well,
you
that,
know.
That's kind of why I asked you that now, because I can respect her lyric-wise, because I don't know if somebody writing for her, but I guess she writing for herself. So I can respect her lyrics, but she take her style from somebody else. Like,
hold on. I'm going to catch
everybody
y'all off.
Everybody gets their style from somebody else. Ain't nobody
y'all
the great one doing nothing.
Queen Latifah mastered all them chicks.
Hold on, Felicia, you can't compare Queen Latifah's style, Lil Kim's style, and
no,
Nicki Minaj's style. I wasn't talking about female pioneers. I was just saying, period. Like, Nicki Minaj's image come from another artist, like the hair thing, she do come from another artist, like all of that, you know what I'm saying? Like, only thing she got her on is her lyrics, the way she deliver. If you into music,
yeah,
you know that come from another artist, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like her lyrics, but that's my problem with a lot of new rappers. Like, I don't really listen to nothing new because ain't no creativity. Like, and you, like, I can't really say, how can you say you the best when you take somebody else's pattern, like when you take somebody else's blueprint,
like. At the same time, it's every, like, nobody, nothing is new with nobody. I don't feel like it's nothing that you can do now that somebody else ain't done did. I feel like that, and I feel like why I say Nicki so much is because Nicki, also, she keeping up with time. Like, she keeping
yeah,
up with
right.
doing stuff. Like, she real consistent. If you ain't consistent, then you know it's gonna get you
but
gonna
I'm
get
pretty
ran
sure,
over. Like, you
but
gonna
I,
get left.
But I'm pretty sure you as a female artist. That's all I'm trying to say. I understand what you're saying. You're right. Ain't nothing new
mm-hmm.
under the sun. Like, I like Lost Boys and Slick Rick, like, and all that. So my rap
yeah.
style influenced by them, boy. You feel me? But I know you as a female artist. I know you wouldn't just scream. Copy another female.
No,
you know what I'm saying? I mean, I all okay with borrowing something from a great. You know what I'm saying? But if you gonna latch on to somebody's style, at least do something to make it your own. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't just run with a person's. Seeing a lot of artists do that now. They just run with your style and be like, well, it's working. So, like the dude 21 Savage, you got like a 22 Savage now, a 23 Savage. Like, you see what
I
I'm saying?
All
like,
of them.
If you make that okay, but see, we make that okay with the Nicki Minaj's and all the other stuff. You feel what I'm saying? Like, she dope now. Lyrically,
well,
she dope.
Remy, I like Remy more because she shoots somebody and all she better right. time like a G.
Hey, Mug, check him out now. I mess with Remy more too. See, that's who I've been getting him. Like, Remy more got lyrics. She
yeah,
real
she
with her. Like, she real. Like, the shit she be spitting be some real shit. You can't say, like, oh, Remy Ma spitting how somebody
eyes,
else, like.
Real cool. And put your eyes in it. If they don't play your eyes, it ain't real. It's supposed to hurt your eyes if it's real.
Somebody got their background talking.
Yeah,
all right.
Man, I think Remy Martin is a beast, man. But
yeah,
no disrespect to Nicki now, but she just like, every time I look at her, all I can really think of is Lil' Kim. I mean, it don't matter what she ain't doing
and
now. That don't take away from what she did do.
You got Eve.
Yeah, but Nicki Minaj don't rap like Eve. She don't dress like Eve. See, Felice, you taking the question I asked her some way different. You see what I'm saying? Like, I can't knock her.
So when she's talking business, when she took in business, that's why I was saying, like, Queen Latifah done did.
I see Nicki Minaj done, as far as music-wise, though, Nicki Minaj done make way more money than Queen Latifah. See, Queen Latifah get her money, like, movies and other, like, if you go hold them straight to, like, a music thing, like, Nicki Minaj done overlap a bunch of them, boy, as far as the getting the money off the music, you know what I mean? But you right as other female artists that done set things up, but I can't knock her for who she like now. But I mean, I like Nicki Minaj.
No, but we ain't knocking. I mean, I like Nicki.
I was about to say at the same time, it all go back to you as a person or which your preference in music.
That's why it's saying. I ain't knocking you now.
You know, yeah. So it's like I guess that's why I feel that way about Nicki. I feel like, you know, that's why I feel that way about her, but
Charleston. Or Baltimore or wherever close to you. You about to spend that $800 to see her?
Yeah. No, you know who I think I lied to you though. I really did lie to you just now because I don't think Nicki is the best. I really love Lauryn Hill. Now, Lauryn, she could get the 800. She could get whatever.
I agree with that. Lauryn Hill, is one of the dopest females ever.
Yeah, that's
now you
that's
like Lauryn Hill.
I really can get that.
Huh?
You want to pay the $800 for Mariah Carey?
No.
Beyonce?
No.
Sierra?
No. I guess I'm kind of either I hate you or I love you. Like, I really, I don't know. I just really like both of their styles. So it's, I don't know. It's Nicki and Lauren. Those are my favorite out of the females.
Word. All right. So next question. So what do you see yourself in 5 years?
Hopefully on somebody somewhere in Miami or somewhere making big money, but I definitely am still going to be in music, and I'm still going to be around.
And I'm glad you brought up Miami and wherever else. Right now you're from Walterboro. So what are you doing to put Walterboro on the map? Or do you feel it's already on the map?
No, it definitely isn't already on the map. I guess. I don't know. Walterboro is just really small. So it's like, you know, you got to kind of, I don't know, it's going to take time to branch out. I actually was kind of surprised that I did win the award. But, I mean, I knew my work would speak for it. But, that's things that I do want to do. Like, especially 5 years from now, this is not a real good place to live, especially for the kids and stuff like that. I mean, it's things that I want to do, you know, once I get right. But as of right now, I guess just, I don't know. We got a couple of things going on for Stop the Violence and things like that. I want to do a couple of shows and parties and stuff over the summer just to, you know, give the kids something to do. And let the adult students, yeah. Yeah, they got a really big thing called Stop the Violence. They've been doing it all last summer. And I'm pretty sure they've been doing it this summer. They won awards for it, too. So I guess just
you know,
get involved more.
So are you also a model as well?
No. No.
You don't want to be a model?
At one point in time, that's what I wanted to do. No, I don't want to do that. I'm actually really, really short. I don't know if you could tell in my pictures.
How short are you? 4'8"?
10.
You 4'10"?
I am.
Why are you shorter than me? I'm 5'3". That's why I'm short.
Yeah,
wow.
I'm small. I don't want to branch out and do that.
You might be shorter than a little camera. Little camera, 5'. Nah, I know. All right. Mr. Monkey Man, do you have any other questions for Ms. Dominique Victoria tonight? He's not saying nothing. I really want to hear some of the music. You ain't sending the music. I'm very upset.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I wasn't sending. I thought I sent it to you, like, I thought I sent it to you twice. Once today and once, I think it was last night. I don't know why it hasn't been going through.
Word. I do, because like I said, I did have some questions. I think I might have asked all the questions, but I'm going to check again that I sent you. But I know you said you're working on a video. You got a video coming out. You're working on another mixtape that you called Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah.
Is there any songs you already started producing for that mixtape?
I'm sorry, repeat that.
Have you already started working on any of the songs or features?
Yes, I already started working on a couple of songs. I got two features so far, and that's K Young, the guy that did the video, and Shawn Lambert. We did two songs together, so I'm gonna push that one.
Why
for
you
the
live
next
right here on UT1 Radio? You need to do a song with somebody from the chat.
I need to do a song for somebody.
Like you need to do a song and feature somebody right, like from Charleston.
Actually, somebody hit me up the other day about doing a song. I can't remember her name, but I definitely do want to do something with Lola Montana. I don't know if you're familiar with her or not.
Yeah, I know
Lola. Actually met her. Huh?
Yeah, I know Lola.
Oh, yeah. She cool. I met her when I battled Gina. So we've been kind of in contact or whatever. When she comes down here to battles at PBL, usually link or whatever. So hopefully you see some music, hear some music from us soon.
All right. Will your dream just end as a rapping career, or do you plan on branching out after you accomplish what you set out for in the music industry?
I definitely feel like I'm going to branch out. I actually want a boutique. I do make clothes. So I want to get into that. I want a bar. And I guess, like I said, you know, the little boys and girls club and stuff like that, I do want to get into once, you know, I've already made a name for myself.
And that's awesome that, you know, you're talking about giving back and doing for the community. Because, you know, you get a lot of artists that just be about, well, it's not about me to fuck everybody else. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
yeah.
That stuff comes back to you because, you know, people look out to you and people will support you. And especially with the kids, people don't seem to understand that. Like, you know, right now, everybody around you is a rapper, but them kids, they look up to you. And that's who's going to spend that money with you in the future. So, you know.
Yeah, and not only that, like, you know, I got a story just from being out here. I know how rough it is, you know, and I know how hard it is for the young kids. So, I don't want them to go through some of the stuff that I did if I can help it. So, like I said, once I get to the point, I got like 6 nieces and nephews, so I guess that's where I get that from. I just want to, you know, help out with the youth a little bit more. I can see how sometimes they can be confused and it'd be easy for them to choose the wrong direction. So that's definitely something that I really do want to get into, because I guess, you know, sometimes it's little old Watsonboro, we get overlooked a lot. I don't want that no more.
I mean, which is hot. Like I said, if you got some fire coming out of Watsonboro, you need to push it. You need to, you know, push it, go hard for it. You know what I'm saying? Don't, you know.
Yeah.
I feel everybody like, okay, we in Charleston, we in Charleston, we in Charleston. But my thing is, there's so many people coming here and they're stealing our talent. They're stealing what we're doing.
Yeah.
And like you just said, everybody's recreating what we're doing because people aren't trademarking their stuff. People aren't copyrighting their stuff. Everybody's doing stuff, and shoot, they coming in. Shoot, they'll spend a couple dollars with you. Here's $10. Let me take your song, and you so happy
yeah.
that they're doing your song. You ain't making no money, so
yeah,
it's good to really, you know, try to set where you at, you know, because like I'm trying
yeah.
to tell. I mean, I'm not sure about Walterboro, but if you're saying it's, you know, smaller than Charleston, I feel that
yeah.
you know what we're trying to do. We're not gonna make the money we want to make
yeah.
here. So what we do here is just build our brand and promo here, and yeah, we got a TV show, and yeah, we got this and we got that, but take that same talent, take the same work, and, you know, ship it to New York, go to, you know, promote it in Atlanta, promote it to other cities, and you see money, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like, people here don't want to spend no damn money with you.
Because, yeah, and to be honest, I mean, that's how it is here. Like, we've had people that, you know, made it from here, so, but it's like, You have to leave to make it. So it's like, you know, you kind of get stuck sometimes, like, you know, how I know you're going to get stuck in that lifestyle. That's easy. You're not going to want to be, the goal was to get away from Watsonboro, you know, but at the same time, you got to give back to, you know, the people that are still here. And it's not a lot of opportunities. So, of course, you got to get that done first and then do for your own city.
All right, well, we wrapped up the interview. For those out there who are just tuning in, can you tell them where they can get in contact with you and check out your music at?
Okay. Facebook, it's Dominique Victoria, 2 E's, 2 A's. Snapchat, it's Crown Victoria. IG, Crown Victoria. And my YouTube channel is just Dominique Victoria.
Wow. And again, you know, I thank you for tuning in. Black Boy or Mugger Man, did you have anything else you want to say? Any questions, comments, feedback, or anything?
Keep on the grind, like. Keep pushing. Stay focused. Turn up.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all.
All right, well, thank you. We're glad to have you on the show. And again, if you still send me some pictures, I still got you, but I got to get an email, which I have not.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right, thank
so.
You.
All right, we're about to play some other music real quick. We got the Behind You by Iman, and I got a couple more tracks.
Yeah.
We'll be right back at you.
Oh, This right here, her favorite song. Girl, you know that I'm the one. turn the lights
down. 6 in the morning, nigga at my door. I'm trying to figure out what he out there for. Last time I seen him, he was talking shit. Found out his new girl can't suck no dick. Hit the intercom, I ain't let him in. Pussy nigga lucky I ain't fuck his friends. Probably thought a bitch would be down and out till he see me rotting brown in that chromed out bin. South Beach nigga, you ain't about that life. You cross that bridge, they taking all that ice. You don't want no problems with them boys from the bottom. Strip your ass butt naked and hit the turnpike.
You the fuck boy,
my bitch been said it. That's why I should've let your best friend get it. We went on trips, you bought Chanel. But money ain't shit when you soft as hell. Cause you's a
fuckboy.
My mama even said it. Got a new nigga, I ain't even gotta sweat it. You still gon' talk, and that's a goddamn shame. But a hoe gon' be a hoe and a lame gon' be a lame. Fuckboy. You never hurt me asking niggas for shit. You be on the gram asking niggas for pics. Can't believe I let you waste all my time. Now this fuckboy on my voicemail crying. Running around town with